A word for you from Numbers chapter 9 verse 14. And if a stranger sojourns among you and would keep the Passover of the Lord, according to the statute of the Passover and according to its rule, so shall he do. You shall have one statute, both for the sojourner and for the native. Well, here we have a surprising command of the Lord to his people. He has just said that even an Israelite who refuses to keep the Passover, as it says in verse 13, that person, the Lord says, shall be cut off from his people because he did not bring the Lord's offering at its appointed time. That man shall bear his sins. It is so true that someone will bear the sins. As God has said, the wages of sin is death. Inkokelo yesono ingukufa. So either Christ pays for your sins, or you pay for it yourself. Either Jesus bears your guilt, or you bear it yourself. That was the meaning of the Passover. So the Lord says clearly here, if a person refuses to keep the Passover, that man shall bear his sins. And then, so graciously, the Lord says, and even a stranger, which would mean a person who's probably a Gentile, if he wants to go with God's people and he keeps the Passover, that person shall be considered one with the nation of Israel, and there shall be one statute, both for the sojourner and for the native. God's heart is expressed right from the beginning of the word, that there's no exclusivity for Israel where he does not consider with kindness the Gentiles around him. They were God's chosen people to show God's grace. And of course, in the New Testament, it makes it very clear regarding the Jews and the Gentiles that we have been, by God's grace, grafted in to that fig tree. So, this is a marvelous statement also for refugees, that if they take refuge with God's people, you shall treat them as one of your own. There's another verse elsewhere where the Lord says, remember, O Israel, that at one time you too were refugees. Sometimes Christians, in whatever country they are, should take note of that and remember that if the Lord considers refugees with kindness, then we should too. May it be that we observe what God has said to his people and keep it even today, thousands of years after he has spoken.